Just 5 minutes in southern Laos is all that it takes to be reminded of how important rice is to those that live here. It's the backbone of the regional economy. It dominates paddocks in the wet season and it can make or break a family's year. Increasingly though, farmers here in Savannakhet are experimenting with new fruit and vegetable crops to diversify their income and reduce their reliance on rice. But success is proving hard to come by for farmers like Mr. Geng, who's witnessed diseases wipe out 90% of watermelon crops in his village over recent years.
Both growing vegetables and growing rice, they have trouble with pests, in particular insects, and they don't know the ways of solving these problems.
Agriculture makes up more than 75% of the workforce in Laos and the majority of farmers are women. Lester Burgess, honorary professor at the University of Sydney, has identified new pathogens affecting local farmers and is working alongside them to find solutions.
Well, the national policy for a long time has been somewhat anti-pesticides, but farmers have been using them, often incorrectly, and also have had no education on what chemicals are the best or not a lot about chemical safety or pesticide safety. And we've been given approval by the Department of Agriculture in Vanchan to take the first steps to improve knowledge of pesticides and pesticides safety.
What's the significance of that to the farmers here but also to agriculture in Laos more broadly?
It's very important because it's still somewhat of a national debate and some provinces ban the use of chemicals of all kinds. And this is partly under pressure from some international funding agencies to be organic.
Professor Burgess says watermelons have become an important cash crop for farmers.
Well, the watermelons in particular are one of two crops in southern Laos that have really lifted a lot of families out of rural poverty. And the reason the watermelons have been successful is A, the farmers have been able to grow them in small pits watered from farm dams, either manually or with small pumps. And the watermelon is a great crop in this region because it's tough. It can be loaded onto a truck, usually little 1 or 2 ton trucks, and taken down to Paxay or up to Vanchan. And it stores well. They can keep on the side of the road in big pyramids for up to a week without any loss in quality and flavour. And so it's an ideal crop where you have minimal infrastructure for handling a fruit.
It's now the middle of the dry season, temperatures in the mid-30s, and farmers are lugging buckets of water from their small farm dams to hand water their crops. In these paddocks, Australian researchers and volunteers are working to build up the capacity amongst locals, like Goy San, who's helping farmers distinguish between good and bad insects.
We have beneficial one and pest insect, so we help the farmer how to know which one beneficial and which insect are pest. So, and I teach them to know how to control the pest one and how to keep the beneficial one too.
Deirdre Lemurl, adjunct professor at Charles Sturt University, has worked in weed management for over 30 years. She says that now farmers are choosing to use chemicals, they need to do it safely.
Organic farming is fine. There are a number of options available, from mechanical weed control to burning to using grazing animals. What we're suggesting is that a combination of chemical and non-chemical control options used in a diverse way is the best way for farmers to manage their weeds, but also for the pests and diseases as well.
But there are some things that Australian farmers can learn from countries like Laos.
There are still big challenges in Australia, particularly in the areas of conservation, agriculture and correct and proper pesticide use. We've got big problems with herbicide resistance. So a lot of the non-chemical control options that we abandoned in Australia 25 years ago and are still practiced in Laos are being reintroduced into Australia because we need to have diverse control options, both chemical and non-chemical. So there's a lot of synergy between what we're doing here in Laos and what is happening in Australia as well.